At a Saturday rehearsal in the basement of WSU's Dirksen Fine Arts Center, Jerry Scholl, WSU professor of percussion and jazz drums, is waving his baton, conducting a portion of New Jerusalem. There are several percussion instruments, including marimbas and an African double bell that sounds like a cowbell called the Gankogwe, a wiro, which makes a scraping sound, chimes, and handbells. Scholl says he came up with the idea to collaborate with the Rise after talking with his predecessor, J.C. Combs.
Through the discussion, we talked about creating a new piece, something that has never been thought of before, which is combining this idea of the late 19th century choir of Arise with the 21st century sounds of percussion.
Arise stands for African Americans Renewing Interest in Spirituals Ensemble. The choir sings Negro spirituals, including from the 1800s. They've been bringing this music to the Wichita community for more than 25 years. For most of those years, under the direction of Arise's founder, Joe Brown, who retired. Her legacy continues with current director Sean Chastain.
Well, as the choral director of Arise, I also know JC because he is a valued member of our Arise board of directors. So bringing that vision that he and Jerry had to our board and then to our choir.
The commission piece, New Jerusalem, was written by award-winning composer and WSU alum Paul Elwood. He lives in France, but is in Wichita for the premiere. Elwood, who's also known for his bluegrass banjo playing, is very interested in American traditions. The composer embedded four spirituals in the composition. Professor Scholl says the first thing was to determine how to balance the percussion chamber group with the choir sound.
How are we going to bring out the music that Paul Elwood has set to these different spirituals, and not in only its typical form, but in an actually much more contemporary form? You don't think of the dissonant notes and things like that that you would hear in a Negro spiritual, but you do in this piece in the way that he's shaped the notes around the spiritual.
Sean Chastain says the composer has done a masterful job of incorporating spirituals that Arise is familiar with.
The challenge for us, though, is that, of course, the composer has made these his own arrangements, and we have been used to singing other arrangements that are just slightly different, so it's rebranding those passages, which has been challenging, but will fit so well with the percussion.
Chastain says he enjoys working with the Arise Choir, many of whom are educators, such as powerhouse soloist Tricia Garnes.
Well, I'm proud to claim Tricia as a fellow classmate here at Wichita State in our undergraduate degree, and we're also colleagues as we work together in the Fine Arts Department for USC 259. I'm the curriculum coordinator, and Tricia is an elementary teacher at Park Elementary. So it's wonderful in our day jobs to see those that teach by day but also perform by night and have a chance to also share their performance skills with the community.
Scholl says working on the piece has been part of his vision to link to the Wichita community.
There's so many wonderful visionaries artistically and musically here, and this was just another step, and I'm always looking for this kind of collaboration, and when it popped up, I just had to jump on it because creating not just a piece like this, but a historical event is a pretty wonderful thing to be a part of, and hopefully I'll make a good contribution to everybody's work.
After the world premiere in Wichita, Scholl hopes to bring national attention to the piece. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.